Thank you very much, Otis. This is a special Pacifica National Board meeting, open session, Thursday, October 10th, 2019. It is 7:35 on the East Coast. Mr. Secretary Bill Crozier, please go ahead and take the roll. Mr. Secretary, could you go ahead and take the roll, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Okay. Grace Aaron, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, affiliate representative from Cerebral Radio.
Gary's here.
Gary's here. Thank you. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin's here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA.
Present.
Donald's here. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. Samarita Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Wiley James, staff representative, KPFT.
Here.
Was that here?
Here.
Oh, okay, thanks, Wally. Wally's here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT.
Present.
Wayne's here. Adrian LaViolette, listener representative, KPFT.
Here.
Adrian is here. Martha Peterson, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Martha's here. Ron Pinchback, staff representative, WPFW.
Here.
Ron is here. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI.
Eileen here.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get to you, Eileen. Ralph, are you here? Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Lawrence. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI.
Here.
Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, thanks, Eileen. Mansoor Sabah, staff representative, KPFK.
I just had to email Mansoor's call-in number and code. He couldn't find it, so I just emailed
okay.
him, so he should be calling in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, James Egerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, James is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW. Terry and Nancy. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
Okay, Alex is here. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA. And Terry, Tom. We'll come back to the people listening in a minute. John Vernell, our interim ED.
Yes, I'm good.
John is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
The John is here. Thank you. Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO.
Here.
Okay, Tamara's here. And Anita Sims, also from NADA.
Here.
Okay.
Hello. This is Grace with a point of information.
Okay, can I finish the roll?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, almost done, I think. Let's see, people I didn't hear. Jan Goodman?
I'm here.
Jan is here, thank you.
Sorry.
Ralph Pointer? Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes? Can't hear you, Lawrence. Mansoor Sabah?
Hansar.
Mansoor is here, thank you. Nancy Sorden? Still can't hear you, Nancy. Tom Voorhees? Tom is not here. Okay, let me count. Directors present. Well, I count 18 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay. This is Grace with a point of information.
Go ahead.
Okay, both Lawrence and Tom Voorhees dialed in, and they're on some other line.
Okay, well, I did not receive an email from them. I can go ahead and send them their numbers. Do we have any excused absences? I just said I would send them to them. I would send the codes and their numbers to them. Secretary, we need to figure out the excused absences. Have there been any excused absences at all?
I don't think I saw any. Anybody else?
Okay.
Any requests?
All right. If you can go ahead and ask the body, pose that question to the body.
Okay. I'll do that while you're sending contact information if you want. Okay. So, were there any excused absence requests that I don't know about? Anyone? Okay. Don't hear anybody. Next item is timekeepers. Who can volunteer to keep time for agenda items?
I'll try and do agenda items tonight, Bill. This is Chris.
It's Chris? Okay.
I do personal, Mansoor.
Mansoor for individual people? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's 90 seconds, right?
I believe that's right.
Okay, so I'll say 30 seconds, 15 seconds, and time.
Okay, thank you. Are you back, Sabrina?
Yeah, almost here.
I can kind of make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Yeah, go ahead and make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay, I move to adopt the open session agenda that I sent out about 40 minutes ago. The file name and it's also in the footer of each page is agenda-PNB open session 2019-10-10A.docx. And there was another one Grace sent out.
Okay.
But I'll move to adoption number one.
I have a point of order. We know that two directors are having trouble getting onto this call. Can we please remedy that before we continue with the meeting?
Okay. Fine with me.
Hold on a second. I need to ask the parliamentarian a question. Mr. Parliamentarian, in a situation like this, do we need to stop the meeting and stop the stream as well? Would that be your advice in the situation? Before you answer that, it was Tom Voorhees, and who is the other person?
Lawrence Reyes,
okay. Just for the record, these emails were sent out to everyone, and I sent an email referencing all of that about 20 minutes before the meeting started. Okay. Mr. Parliamentary, can you go ahead and answer that question? Thank you, Tom. Okay. Mr. Parliamentary, can you go ahead and answer my question?
Yeah, Madam Chair, if there are no objections, you can take a 1 or 2 minute recess.
Okay. Are there any objections to taking a 1 or 2 minute recess to remedy this issue?
Tom, what was your difficulty with getting on?
I wasn't aware that the numbers had changed. Yeah, people at work.
Is there an objection? Is there an objection to us taking a 1 to 2 minute recess while I get this information out to Lawrence?
James for the stack, please.
Hearing no objections, James, go ahead.
James, hello? Yes, objection? Hello?
You do have an objection? I just asked if there was an objection. So you have an objection,
yes.
Or do you want to be on some stack that doesn't exist?
Oh,
okay,
I apologize.
So you have an objection.
Yes.
No, there's no...
I have an objection.
Okay, what's your objection to that, to waiting for Lawrence to get on the call?
My only objection is I wanted to not go into silence because I have Ralph Pointer on the line, and he has a number, but he needs a PIN.
That's what this 1 to 2 minute recess is for, to make sure everybody has their number and code because they didn't get the two emails that were sent out. Okay, so you're still objecting to Ralph getting on the call, Lawrence getting on the call? Is that what you're saying?
No. So go ahead, as long as you can get Ralph.
Okay. Okay.
So that's all I needed was for somebody to bring that to my attention. Mr. Otis McQuay, we're going to go to a 1 to 2 minute recess, and then we'll be back on the stream and get this information out.
Madam Chair, Jan Goodman.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead, Jan.
Perhaps we could actually start doing a couple of basic things that I think we all would agree to that do not involve votes, for instance. We could begin either Ms. Swiderski, the CFO, or the ED could begin their reports or answer questions or something like that so that we don't waste this precious time that people are setting aside so we can...
I would object.
You know,
okay, so...
Objection, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, so Jan, you object to taking a 1 to 2 minute recess so I can get this done, get this sent out to folks?
Well, I just thought that if we didn't have objections, then, you know, we could, you know, do something useful. But if there's an objection, you know.
They deserve to hear whatever's being said. Let's just get them on the line, please.
Now, let's just wait. By the way, I was another person who got my code changed today. So
thank you.
I'm not sure why, but it was emailed to me this afternoon by Maestro.
I'm not sure why either. I wish I knew. Please hold the line, you guys.
Sure.
And one more. play? Thank you, Mr. McClay. We appreciate that.
Hello. Hello. Lawrence is on my line because he couldn't get through. Lawrence, you want to announce yourself?
Excuse me.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Excuse me, folks.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
All right. So we need to make sure that.
Lawrence for the role. Thank you.
Okay. And we also have Nancy.
Right, got
as well, right? Okay, great. Okay, so now we're going to move on with the agenda, and we have
information,
the ICFO report on the confidential financial matters Q&A.
Request for information.
Who's asking for a request for information?
James.
Okay, can you say your name, identify yourself, so I'll know who's
yes,
talking
to you? Yes, James from WBAI, James Sagerton, WBAI. I just want to know if Ralph Pointer got on the line.
I thought Ralph Pointer was coming through your line.
No. He was requested.
That's what he told me. So what's going on?
I did not tell you that. I never said that.
Okay, Grace said that
Lawrence was coming on her line.
Right.
Then Nancy was coming through, I think, Alex's line. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did I get that right? Okay, great. I'm sorry, Eileen, was that you? Did you say something?
Oh, yeah, it was the same. Nancy was just going to dial in.
So I emailed Ralph Pointer. I sent an email to Ralph Pointer, so I don't have his phone number, unfortunately.
I have his phone number. Would you like it?
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
Are we on the stream?
We are on the stream.
Could we go silent for a moment?
This is Adrian with a point of order.
Adrian, go ahead.
I think we decided on 1 or 2 minutes and we're going to move on and all due diligence to ensure that these people come on the line and we need to move on with our meeting. It's going to be a long meeting.
Madam Chair, I motion that we extend 1 or 2 more minutes to get everybody on the line who is duly elected to hear everything that's on this call. Time is not too important to have all the members on this line.
Okay, Director Wayne Lark, number one, you do not have the floor. Number two, I need to get Ralph's phone number. If you could take us off of the stream or somebody could email me Ralph Pointer's phone number. If someone could email me Ralph Pointer's phone number. the ICFO report on finances, Pacifica's cash flow crisis, audit status, and then we're going to have a Q&A. And Tamara. Tamara Sidersky, go ahead. You have the floor, please.
Okay. I'm going to read out what was, I believe, sent out. In follow-up to the cash flow documents that were presented at the last time that I spoke, I wanted to stress that the current cash flow situation is dire. Uniquely, WBAI continues to not be able to fully fund their payroll, health benefits, or central services. No other station has required this type of consistent help in meeting their basic operating needs. And this has put a severe strain on national office cash to the point that we no longer have a reserve to cover even the next payroll for national office or PRA. We're dependent on receiving funds from the other stations to cover the remaining health care costs for October, vendor payments such as Primark, our pension administrator, Rogers and Company, our auditor, NETA, which provides accounting and HR services, our insurance fees and attorney fees. National office has covered around $90,000 of payroll and health benefits for WBAI this fiscal year, and we've not received about $185,000 of central services payments from them to help with vendor payments. There's really no way that that can continue. Their payroll and benefits, WBAI, that is, come to around $60,000 per month. Central services that would have been paid to P&O and PRA are around $20,000 a month that are not being funded. A substantial amount of P&O attorney expenses and management time are spent on BAI issues and arranging emergency payroll funding, et cetera. WBAI's continued deficits are putting all of Pacifica at immediate risk because we're basically using the central services from the other stations to cover their deficits instead of paying for essential services that Pacifica needs for survival. In addition, NETA has had difficulty getting WBAI to conform to some of the normal practices that we usually put in place regarding how vendors are paid and how information flows. If swift action is not taken, we'll become behind on vendor payments and we'll begin to lose services. NETA is now about 60 days past due and about $60,000, and the new bill actually comes out today, making that amount closer to $90,000. Rogers is owed $26,000. That is about 40 days past due. And there's several other smaller vendors that are passing the 30-day mark. And then there's a large amount due to one of the engineering services for about $25,000. In the event that we're unable to maintain payments to the audit firm, they will withhold the audit, and this will prevent them from providing it to the California Attorney General's office as required to maintain nonprofit status, which would be disastrous. As things are currently running, I don't see any room in the cash flow to keep current on vendor payments. If we are to prioritize keeping such important vendors in place, then I'm not sure we can, in good conscience, keep doing what we're doing. I feel like changes have to be made, and I actually have some current information on our cash position as of today. National office, after funding payroll for national office and the affiliates, only has about $2,000 of available cash. We have on the books right now $143,000 in vendor payments. That does not include about $30,000 of insurance premiums and some health insurance also that will be due by the end of October. That also does not include funding of WBAI's payroll for the most current payroll that needs to be funded tomorrow. And we've just recently found out that tower and studio rent for WBAI have not been paid for September and October. Those are all the facts that I wanted to lay out. I'm sure there are questions.
Okay. So we need to...
Betsy for the stack.
Part.
Bill for the stack.
I'm sorry, who for the stack? Who's the first person?
Okay, this is Grace for the stack. Lawrence.
Okay, Grace for the stack?
Yeah, this is a point of order. Lawrence can't get in. Ralph Pointer can't get in.
Who was here now? Who?
Ralph is here.
Okay, Ralph is here. Okay, great.
Okay, great. Ralph is here. Lawrence can't get in. Did you text him his number and code?
Yes, I did. I texted him and emailed him.
Okay,
Ralph is here.
He can't get emails. Can you text him his number and code?
I told you, I just texted him.
Did you get the text,
right?
Lawrence? He's on my cell phone. Okay.
Ralph here.
Thank you, okay. Ralph. Okay, it's good to hear your voice.
I got Ralph for the role. Thank you.
Excuse me.
I have a point of order.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I mean, yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, I mean, yes.
Yes, you couldn't.
Yes. Are you? Who's on the stack for the Q&A?
Nancy.
Madam Bill.
Nancy. Okay, Nancy and then Bill. All right.
I have a point of order, Madam Chair.
I can barely hear you, Alex. Okay, go ahead with your point of order.
Point of order is no agenda has been adopted. I don't know what that was that you just had there. Somebody apparently gave a report, but we did not adopt an agenda, so that report has absolutely no significance. We need to adopt an agenda before you can...
Thank you so much, Ali. I got confused. I apologize. I got confused with all of the folks not being able to get into their emails and check their code.
Hello, I'm in.
So
thank you.
I apologize. Oh, Lawrence, there you are. Great. Okay.
Okay, I'm in now. Thank you.
I'm sorry about your email getting hacked. That's horrible. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Mr. It's scary. That's a scary thing. Mr. Secretary. Secretary. Okay,
yeah, I have Lawrence now on the roll.
Okay, great. All right.
Everybody's
wonderful.
Here.
Okay, everybody's here. And Ralph's here. Okay, great. All right. So let's get back to the agenda. And we need to adopt the agenda. Is there any objections to the agenda or amendments?
Yes. This is Grace. I have an objection to it.
Okay, great. What's your objection?
Okay. First of all, you should open up. I believe somebody moved to adopt an agenda. However, three directors, Alex Steinberg, myself, and Tom Voorhees, called this special meeting, and we sent our own agenda for this meeting. And I would like to move that agenda be adopted. This is our meeting that we called, so I'd like our agenda to be adopted.
Okay. Are there any objections to their agenda? Bill. Are there any objections to... Okay, Bill, you object?
Yes.
Okay.
Object to what?
The motion hasn't been seconded yet. Has anyone seconded?
No. I second the motion.
I second it.
Point of order.
This is Adrian's point of order. Can we let the chair chair the meeting?
Thank you.
Who seconded my motion on the agenda?
I heard Jan when Grace interrupted me, but okay, Jan, you seconded it. Okay, Jan seconds that? You second that, Jan?
And I also want to be on the stack for...
You got to wait for it to come back around. This has all been turned upside down, Jan, unfortunately. Okay. So Jan seconds the adoption of Grace and the other director's agenda. Are there any objections to adopting that agenda as opposed to the agenda I'm going off of right now? And I never got a copy of that particular agenda. So.
Yes, I
did. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I thought I was seconding the motion to adopt the agenda that you were working on.
You're seconding that one. All right, are there any objections to the other agenda being adopted? That's what's on the floor right now.
Yes, Bill.
Excuse me. Can you,
okay.
So when you say other agenda, could you say, well, just for shorthand purposes?
Okay, this is the Grace's second. This will be the third time. This will be the third time. Grace's agenda, Grace and the other director's agenda. I already said that once. So actually, twice. Okay. So, Bill, you're objecting to Grace's other agenda, or Grace's agenda and the other
yes.
director's agenda being adopted. Okay. All right.
May
let's take it to a vote.
May
okay,
I
go ahead and explain. Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, it has, you know, under this financial emergency item, a motion that really can't be discussed in open session. There's a lot of it that has to do with legal and personnel issues. And so that would have to be done in executive session as the per the agenda I sent to all of you for the executive session. Also, it also has additional motions that are not in the call for their own meeting. So I just think it's and you can't. We really need to finish with the CFR report and Q&A so that we can be properly informed about the financial issues that led to the actions at WBAI. And that Grace's agenda really doesn't allow for that. It doesn't have any CFO report at all.
Dwayne Lark, request for information.
Okay. What's your request for information, Dwayne?
Madam Chair, are you aware that the stream is not going out? That I've been informed by a couple.
Okay, I was I did not know that. Thank you, Dwayne. I was informed by Otis that the stream was on. Otis, are you there? Okay, this is being recorded, so we can post that recording after.
Yeah, I am here. I am here, and as far as I know, the stream is going out, and I will check.
Okay. Okay, appreciate that, Otis. Thank you. And thank you, Dwayne, for pointing that out. Appreciate that.
Madam Chair, this is a parliamentarian.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I hear breathing in their phones, and I hear people doing dishes. Could you ask the board members to mute their phones if they're not speaking?
Absolutely. Board members, if you could, please.
At request for information.
Mute your phones, or I will mute you. Thank you. Bill, go ahead with your request for information.
I was wondering if you could request an opinion from the parliamentarian on my comments that the items in Grace's agenda would require discussion in executive session because they deal with personnel and personnel matters.
Mr. Parliamentarian, go ahead.
This is Otis.
Please go ahead. Parliamentarian, please go ahead.
I want to report.
Yes,
I'm
Otis.
Sorry to Mr. Tatum. What you're listening to now is the stream coming off of my iPhone.
Thank you.
So I don't know who's reporting that the stream is not there, but it is there.
That was Director Dwayne Lark seeing that the stream was not working. Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Parliamentarian, please go ahead.
Yeah, in answer to Bill's question, when you get to that particular item, that would be the time to request that it be moved to executive session by a majority vote of the board members.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Chris, go ahead.
Is this an opportunity to amend the agenda?
Well, we're trying to...
No.
We're trying to figure out who's... Okay, no. So the parliamentarian
if it's, if this agenda... was sent by three directors, you would have had to get permission from them to include your item on their agenda.
Okay, so we need to go ahead and vote on the agenda, on adopting the agenda that I'm going off of. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Parliamentarian? That's what I need to know.
The one that's on the floor now is ahead. The Grace agenda is first. If that one fails, you go back to the agenda that you were working on.
Okay. Mr. Secretary,
Bill, could I comment on that, please?
Sure.
Something very relevant. The call for the meeting that Grace put on KPFTX on the calendar includes financial matters in this open session. That's exactly what my agenda has regarding the CFO report and Q&A. And I don't know how you can have financial matters without having that. So okay. I think that's
so you're saying that it's inaccurate?
And Grace's agenda includes motions that are not even in her own call for the meeting.
Okay. All right, so it's not relating to anything that was posted on KPFTX for the record. So this special meeting has an agenda that is not corresponding correctly. Okay. With that information, Director. Okay, so Mr. Parliamentarian, if this is what's going on as far as one agenda versus another agenda, one agenda isn't comprehending to the other agenda. So how do we solve this situation?
Point of information.
Not until I'm done with Mr. Caden. Go ahead, please.
Jan Goodman, point of information after Mr. Caden.
Yeah,
one moment, Director Goodman.
Just hold your point of information. I wanted to answer Bill's question. If there are items on the agenda that were not in the notice of the meeting, they should not be allowed to come up in this meeting.
Okay, so that means that agenda is thrown out. Is that what you're saying, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Only the items that Bill was referring to that were not in the notice of the meeting, they would have to be thrown out. The rest of the things that were in the notice, right now there is a vote on the agenda from the three board members. That's what's on the floor right now.
Okay.
With the exception of the things that were not.
I don't even have a copy of this agenda, so I have nothing to go on as far as trying to chair this meeting. So if anybody has a copy of that agenda that they can send to me, then please send it to me.
Madam Chair, I have a point.
You have my information. Yeah, I understand that. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the agenda. You're going to have to wait, and you're going to go after Jan Goodman. Okay, Mr. Steinberg?
Great, Karen. I need the point of information first.
I need the agenda. Yeah. Go ahead, Jan. And then
My point of information is if we adopt the Grace agenda, does that mean that we won't have a financial report from Ms. Swiderski, and we won't have an ED report? That is my question.
No, we're going to put the two together. I'm assuming that we're going to put the two together. That's the impression that I got from, or that's the answer that I thought I was getting from the parliamentarian. Is that true, Mr. Parliamentarian?
The question again, please. Yeah.
We're going to pull items from the Grace Aaron, Tom Voorhees, Alex Steinberg agenda and put it together with the agenda that I'm going off of that was prepared by Bill.
The other question is if we go according to the Grace Aaron agenda, does that mean that we will not have a report from our CFO to find out the rest of whatever financial information is, and we will not have a report from the executive director?
That's not my intention. I don't have a...
Okay, I understand, but I'm asking, from what I gathered from Mr. Tatum, if we were going to the Grace Aaron agenda, we're going to vote on yes or no on that. And because it sounded to me like he was saying, like you won't vote for one or the other. But, and so I wanted to know if that was what we were going to do, would that mean that we would not have these reports?
Point of information.
Okay.
I have a point of information.
Maybe Mr. Tatum can answer the question of whether or not we're going to merge these agendas or whether or not we're going to start with one and then work our way to another one. So I'm just trying to find out what his thoughts are on this. Thank you.
Okay. The people who could answer that question, whether those items that you mentioned will be discussed tonight or not, it depends on whether that's on the agenda of the three directors. If, of course, if it's not on there, then you would not be if this agenda is approved. But if it is on there, then, yeah, you will cover those items. But everybody doesn't have both the agendas in their hands, so they really can't make an accurate comparison of what's on each agenda. So I think one solution would be to merge the agendas, and the board could approve a merger of these two agendas.
Okay, thank you, Mr.
Steinberg,
for that. Hold on one second. I got you next, Mr. Steinberg. I got you next. Okay.
And Adrian, do you have me after?
Yeah, I do have you, Adrian. One second.
Thank you.
Okay, so Bill, you have both agendas in front of you, correct?
Yes. Yes. You want me to just read them?
May I take my information?
No, I think, okay, so if you have both of them in front of you,
I've been trying to get
the
floor for the last 10 minutes.
Mr. Steinberg, do you want me to mute you? I'm trying to figure out the situation with the agendas, okay? And I'm going to take your point in 1 second. Or actually, give me 30 seconds, please. Thank you. Okay, so you have both of them in front of you. Can you see what correlates between the two as far as agenda item one, item two, item three, et cetera, et cetera?
Okay, well,
as far as emerging
the agenda I sent out includes CFO report on finances, cash flow crisis, audit status, Q&A. That's per the financial issues that was in the call for the meeting. And instead of that, Grace's agenda has a motion from Alex Steinberg and others on WBAI. It does deal with finances, though, but no CFO report. And then my agenda has the affiliate director nominations motion. Hers also has that. Mine has LSB election issues. Mm-hmm. I believe hers has that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't. That was in the call for the meeting. It also has committee reports, which was in the call for the meeting. Hers doesn't have that. It has officer elections. Was that? I don't see that on hers. Whistleblower policy, that was in both, and adjourned to executive sessions. Actually, mine has more of what was in the call for the meeting, I believe. Plus, you know, I think her, you know, respectfully, the motion that she has right after agenda approval can't be discussed in open session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, okay, without that, we wouldn't have the financial issues at all.
Okay, so folks are informed with both agendas. Alex Steinberg, go ahead with your point of information you had, right?
Point of information is that adopting this agenda is no different than adopting any other agenda we have ever dealt with. A motion is made to approve an agenda, and then people can add amendments. If you want to amend the agenda that we presented with an item for a CFO report, you are certainly free to do that. So I don't understand what all this is all about. This is not that complicated.
Well, this is all about there being two agendas. That's all. So I'm not understanding what it is that's confusing for you. But we can thank you for informing the body. And Mr. Crozier, Secretary, we need to go to a vote. We're going to go to a vote on the agenda that Bill. Adrian, yes, go ahead. Director LaViolette, what is your point of information? I apologize.
No problem. I'll make it quick. I don't have them in front of me, but I just want to make sure, if I'm going to vote on this, that the agenda that Grace Aaron put forth has no ICFO report. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. There is no ICFO report on the agenda that.
This is Lawrence to the stack.
Hey, Lawrence, can you turn your phone down or I'll turn you down?
because it's really loud, and you're distorting.
Okay,
you're coming in hot.
Down.
You're coming in hot.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Is that better?
That's okay. A little bit. I'll turn you down. Go ahead. Lawrence, go ahead. Do you have a question? Otherwise, we're going to go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question in regards to moving into executive session, and I have a question for the parliamentarian. If something has come out in the public domain, does that still become proprietary information?
Mr. Parliamentarian, did you want to go ahead and answer that?
No, sorry, I can't answer that one. I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So we are going to go. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we are going to go to a vote on the agenda that Bill put out.
Point of order.
Yes.
First, don't we move vote down Grace's or up Grace's?
Mr. Parliamentarian, does it matter which one goes first? Thank you, Director Collier.
Grace's was first.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to vote to accept accept Bill's agenda. Yes votes, we do Bill's agenda. No vote, we do Grace's agenda.
Madam Secretary, I believe that the earlier statement of Mr.
Madam Secretary, I have a point of personal privilege.
You need to be
Madam Chair, you mean?
Not the Secretary. Secretary.
Madam Chair.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Secretary, if you could please go to the vote.
I have a request for information.
Madam Chair, Grace Aaron is being muted. Can you please unmute her?
She's not being muted. That's not true. Mr. Secretary,
I have a point
of order. Go to the vote, please.
I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
I believe that Grace's agenda has been the motion to approve Grace's agenda has been seconded.
Okay.
I seconded it.
Or was it Bill?
I seconded it.
Yeah, Bill was seconded and Grace was seconded. So we
then I have a suggestion. Can we just say Grace or Bill and just be done with it and count?
Not sure, point of information?
Go ahead, Mr.
Thank you. I think Jan Goodman seconded Bill's agenda, not Grace's. So Grace's agenda was not ever seconded, as what Alex Steinberg says.
I seconded.
Alex did.
With all the confusion. Dwayne Lark seconded.
I think it was Alex, Dwayne. Are you saying that you seconded it now? Which is true. Interesting.
There were a number of people, I guess. I chimed in, but I wasn't acknowledged like the principal.
Okay. All right.
I had a request for information. James?
Okay, James, we already had this conversation earlier. You need to identify yourself, because for some reason I'm not catching your voice. But go ahead, please.
I did say James.
Not the first time. Go ahead.
Oh, well, okay. My question is, we're theoretically voting on one or the other of the agendas. By voting on the agenda, we're just choosing which agenda to work on from there, and then we will have discussion and entertain motions to add or subtract from the agenda, move things around, et cetera, correct?
That is correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That is correct. Thank you, Mr. Sarrison. That is correct. Okay. All right, so, Mr. Secretary, can we go to the vote?
Okay, so we're voting to adopt my agenda, and then we can still amend it, though. Is that correct? Not really adopt the agenda, but not quite sure what the wording would be. Okay.
Yeah.
Grace Aaron?
No, that wasn't it.
Dwayne? We're in the middle of a vote. Please don't.
But, Madam Chair, that's not what the order was agreed upon.
Mr. Clark, we're in the middle of a vote. No one else has a problem with us voting right now, and I'm not understanding what your issue is.
Well,
Mr.
Madam
Secretary,
Chair, no,
please go to the vote.
That's not what the parliamentarian said.
That is what the parliamentarian said. We have to go to a vote on which agenda. Why are you debating what the parliamentarian said? The parliamentarian didn't say what I thought he said. He would have corrected me. So why are you all of a sudden having a problem with it?
Well,
Mr. Lark, you're delaying this whole process right now on the open stream, may I remind you.
Yeah,
and there's absolutely no reason for it.
The parliamentarian said he should take the first agenda.
The parliamentarian can defend himself, Mr. Lark. And he's not defending himself. He doesn't have a problem with it, and he's not muted. Mr. Secretary, if you could, please go with the vote. Start the vote.
Okay,
thank
just
you.
for the minutes, just to try to be clear, I will record this as a vote on essentially between two different versions of the motion, like it's a substitute. And then, but it's not adopted. We'll still have amendments and still be allowed after this vote. So this version is for the version that I sent out. So, Grace Aaron?
Wait a minute. Stop for a minute. I'm sorry.
Is that right?
It's a parliamentarian. When you call the roll, I'm suggesting that you do what one of your directors just said, and that is when you vote, say Bill or Grace.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Thank you for
okay.
clarifying it. And Mr. Lark, if that's what you were trying to say, I do apologize and thank you. Okay,
thank
Mr.
You
Secretary,
graciously.
Please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lark. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, Grace Aaron. Is she muted? Oh, you said she's
no, she. No, nobody's muted. Nobody's muted.
Okay, Grace,
no
check your own phone because we can't hear you. Gary Bost?
I vote yes for Bill's agenda.
Okay, Gary Bost for Bill's agenda. Robin Collier?
Bill's agenda.
Bill's agenda. Chris Corey?
Bill's agenda.
Chris votes for Bill's agenda. Bill Crozier votes for Bill's agenda. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes, for Bill's agenda.
Donald votes for Bill's agenda. Jan Goodman?
Yes, for Bill's agenda.
Jan votes for Bill's agenda. Sabrina, I'll come back to you, Sabrina. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Grace's agenda.
Grace's agenda for Dwayne. Adrian LaViolette?
Yes, for Bill's agenda.
Adrian votes for Bill's agenda. Martha Peterson?
Pass.
This is Wally.
Pass. Wally, yeah. Do you vote for Bill's agenda or Grace's agenda?
I'm voting for Bill's agenda.
Okay, Wally votes for Bill's agenda. Thank you. Martha Peterson passes. John Pinchback?
Bill's agenda.
Okay, Ron votes for Bill's agenda. Ralph Pointer? And here you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes?
Grace's agenda.
Okay, Lawrence votes for Grace's agenda. Sean Rhodes?
Grace's agenda.
Ron votes for Grace's agenda. Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
The pass? Wasn't sure what you said, Eileen.
Yes, pass.
Pass, okay. One source of awe?
Ralph, pass. Go ahead.
Well, let me get to Ralph. Can we skip to you? Yeah, now I can hear you, Ralph. How do you vote?
Grace's agenda.
Grace's agenda. Thank you. One source of awe?
Pass.
Pass. James Egerton?